A Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
We turn our attention to a Budget 2019 preview. One of the focus areas of last year's budget was on philanthropy. For example, the government announced that it'll allocate about $190 million yearly to initiatives to support the spirit of giving. What might we see this coming Monday? Well, my guests this morning are from the social sector, and they're here to give us their views. Say hello to Mandy Lim from Corporate Giving Capability Development at the National Volunteer and Philanthropy Center. Good morning, Mandy.
Hi.
And Vincent Ng, Community Curator at A Good Space. Now, A Good Space is a platform for do-gooders to come together and enliven giving landscape, rather. Good morning.
Good morning, Elliot.
You guys have just recently partnered to launch an initiative to collaborate with corporates and change makers. I think this happened on the 1st of February. And it's all about encouraging active citizenship. We'll get into that in the later part of the conversation. For now, though, I'll start with the obvious. What's on your budget wish list? Let's start with Mandy.
Okay. I think, you know, based on what we have seen in A Good Pitch, there's a lot of, you know, interesting ideas from ordinary citizens that actually came about. And they really care about all these issues. So I hope that, you know, for the upcoming budgets, there are a lot more opportunities and grants and resources to actually support these ordinary citizens to actually, you know, drive their projects.
It's interesting that you mentioned that, because I had a guest recently who said that a lot more Singaporeans are interested in giving back. That took me by surprise because I would think that someone in my generation had to really put in the effort to, I don't know, give a donation or something like that. Vincent, what's on your budget wish list?
I think somewhat similar, to see how can there be more recognition and support, whether is it through funding or through other kinds of support, to encourage ordinary citizens to come forward to do more for the social issues that they care about without waiting for the government or big institutions to do it for them.
Okay.
This year's A Good Pitch, we had 34 applicants come forward to pitch. The youngest was 18 and the oldest was actually a 78-year-old man.
Okay.
So we're starting to see actually there's a lot of diversity in age, and just all ordinary citizens having this gotong royong spirit to come forward to do more for Singapore.
It's interesting to say that. Do you have a sense of why they want to do more? What's pushing this new profile of people?
I think also in our society, we celebrate a lot of the creators and the entrepreneurs. Sure. Right? And I think a lot of us are starting to see that we can be more than just consumers, but we can be catalysts, or we can be citizens. We can participate in civil society without only just complaining or getting angry. There's something positive that we can do with what we have from where we are. So I think people are seeing that, and it gives us a lot of encouragement to, and that's why we did A Good Pitch, to give them a platform to come forward to encourage them, because it can be so scary, right? Starting something.
Sure.
A lot of them have full-time jobs, but it's just really to celebrate their spirit and their bravery.
Yeah. All right. How would you describe the state of corporate giving and volunteerism right now? Mandy, let's take the past 5 years, for example. How has that evolved and changed?
Okay, I think in the past, a lot of giving was focused on very traditional giving. So cash donation, normal volunteerism by, you know, for example, corporates would go down to maybe an elderly home to actually befriend them, or children home to do mural painting or celebrate with the kids. So I think over the past few years, we have also seen how giving has actually changed to become more relational giving. And how it works is, you know, now there's a lot of giving through their skills, giving through what they are best at in terms of their assets. So for example, there's this company called Speak and Spend. They do a lot of facilities management for their clients. And what they do is, you know, the way they give back is they engage disadvantaged people that are marginalized in the society, people with disabilities. And they engage them to, in a way where they modify the job scopes, where, you know, this cleaning equipment more user-friendly for them to actually manage, because there are some disability that, you know, they have. So these are some form of giving that we have started to see, you know, sprouting over the past few years. And example, there are also giving where people give in terms of skills. So for example, we have Samsway, company that actually food F&B company. So what they do is they also have a central kitchen where they provide food, and what they do is then they also train people that are in the prison so that they have culinary skills when they come out from the prison.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is some of the things that we see. And then they also collaborated with StanChart to actually provide financial literacy skills so that, you know, these inmates and also their family also benefit from it.
My friend's dad used to work with the prison, and his job was to ensure that once these inmates get released, they get job placement, right?
Yes,
because they deserve a second chance. You were just hearing the thoughts of Mandy Lim from Corporate Giving Capability Development at the National Volunteer and Philanthropy Center. Could I ask how long you've been involved in this, and what inspired you to get involved?
I have been in this sector for about 3 years now.
Okay. Did you have to give up a cushy job, corporate job of sorts?
No, not really. I just graduated and then I landed in this job.
Okay, yeah. Straight into philanthropy. All
right.
Why?
I was actually looking into something that resonated with me, something that has to do with social change, but I wasn't very sure what I was looking at. I was just exploring. And then, you know, at that point of time, Company of Good, this initiative just launched, and they were doing a lot of conceptualizing of ideas on how they could actually engage corporates to do more strategic, sustainable and impactful giving. So I see a lot of areas where I could contribute and conceptualize and how we can shape this ecosystem together. So that's how I actually landed in this job. Yeah.
My other guest, Vincent Ng, community curator at A Good Space with me. And you mentioned this briefly early on, Vincent. Mm-hmm. Could you elaborate a little bit more? How can people do more for the social issues and communities they care about? And I like what you mentioned. Mm-hmm. Do all this without waiting for the government and institutions to do it for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it just starts from, you can start from where we are with what we have.
Okay.
So here at A Good Space, how we kind of want to be that platform to encourage active citizenry is starting with the events. So we have over 53 good, we call them good starters, these change makers who put on immersive events to help the public learn about social issues. So in a very immersive way, so you have, let's say, learning about depression and schizophrenia by playing a life-size snake and ladders board game. So that's one. You go, you come, you cultivate empathy for other groups in society that we don't usually get to meet. Then maybe you want to start a project. You can come for a good pitch, or if you already have a project, we have other forms of way to support you, like providing you venue for your activities, connecting you with other change makers so that there's some cross-sector collaboration. We don't work in silos and come together to ask the question, what is the Singapore of our dreams that we cannot create alone?
Okay, could you share a little bit more about the A Good Pitch? Just elaborate a little bit more about it.
Yes, yeah, so at A Good Pitch, we want to encourage just ordinary citizens to come forward. So this year, we gave away $1,000 to, thankfully, 11 people. We were able to give 11 grants this year. But the idea was really to go beyond the $1,000 to kind of build this community. You know, change-making can be such a lonely journey. So how can we help these 34 people to keep in touch with one another, to share resources? Together, we can go far. Even though alone, we can maybe go faster.
Yeah. And both of you are working on A Good Pitch together?
Yes.
What else do you hope to achieve with A Good Pitch? How far along are you to achieving this?
Okay, so what I'm hoping to see is probably, you know, in the coming years, we see more corporates being involved with collaborating with individual change makers.
Okay.
Because in the past, many companies, right, when they do good, they usually work with charities, more established organization, because it's more, you know, it gives them better sense of, you know, hey, okay, it's a legit, you know, organization to work with. But actually, individual change maker, they have a lot of great ideas that, you know, corporates, that may not be very visible at the moment. So I think over the next, you know, few years, we hope that, you know, hey, corporates, maybe you can look at, hey, what these individual change makers are actually doing.
Yeah.
And through them, you also hear that, you know, there are a lot of underserved causes that we may not have heard about. So, you know, popular causes are, you know, children, elderly.
Sure, sure.
But there are also many causes like women empowerment, disability, mental health that are sometimes, you know, not very visible.
Okay.
So hopefully, you know, over the next coming few years, we see more collaboration, you know, across sectors, across private, public, government, they all work together, and also with the individual change makers.
Yeah, because ideas and causes need manpower, they need support.
Yes, correct.
So speaking of all these pitches that have come out, what's stood out for you? Could you name perhaps one example and why?
One example, okay. I really like this idea where, so this NUS student, right,
sure.
What he did is he was doing a research about vibration. So he's actually supporting the deaf. So because to be a more inclusive society, he's hoping that, you know, as the deaf go out, you know, on, you know, on streets, on, you know, into shopping mall and all, when there are dangerous or, you know, there are places where they have to look out for this vibration object that is, you know, with them, will actually, you know, signal them that, hey, be careful. So they are able to venture out to more places. They are not restricted to, you know, places that they are comfortable with. So I really like that idea because it makes it more inclusive and, you know,
it's a bit of technology involved as well, you know,
correct.
Vibration for the hearing impaired.
Yeah.
Vincent, what stood out for you?
Yeah,
I think for me, it's also this idea called Tampines Play Date.
Oh.
So they kind of want to bring the the kampong spirit back to families in the East through play dates for mothers to support one another in transiting back to the workplace, which can be a very scary path, and also issues like parenting. So that was really interesting. I think for them, we saw a very strong company link in the sense that corporates could come in and maybe bring this play date into their different organizations in helping mothers come back to the workplace.
That's true. Yeah.
So that was particularly exciting for us, I think.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming by the studio. This morning, I've been speaking with Mandy Lim from Corporate Giving Capability Development at the National Volunteer and Philanthropy Center, as well as Vincent Ng, Community Curator at A Good Space. These guys, they are a platform for do-gooders to come together and enliven giving landscape. This Budget 2019 preview is written and produced by Ryan Huang.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.